Rabbi, in fact, brings a very interesting raisa, which also happens to be a Mishnah in Korah. So the Gemara explains in the Mishnah part a few places that Chazal made a gzeir shava between a Kohen that you had to separate him 7 days before Yom Kippurim, and the Kohen that brought the Parah Aduma that you have to put him the precious, you have to separate him to protect him from Tumah. So also there's an issue with cloud that we find by the Parah Aduma. They made many chumers. Chazal made many chumers in the production of the Parah Aduma because they would be the time of the guy and then make him to go to mikvah and have him make the Parah Aduma while he was still a tfuul yoyim. But this was a machlokes between the Chazal and the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim held that you can't make a Parah Aduma unless it was ready harav shemesh, unless the sun went down. The Chazal held that if a person went to mikvah, even if the sun went down, they're still tar enough to make a Parah Aduma. So they would make a guy tumei the last day, you know, for the sheretz, make him go to mikvah, and then make him do the Parah Aduma. But since they were makel, they did something like this. They were machmir and other inyanim with the asiyas of Parah Aduma. So one of the things that they were machmir was that whoever's going to do the Parah Aduma or the Kohen Gadol, they would sprinkle him every single day of the 7 days. Actually, the Rishonim are that it's not the fourth day they wouldn't, if you make the calculation of Pasha. A person who's Tommy Lameis has to get sprinkled on the first and third, the third and seventh day of from the Tumah. So we're machmer. We don't know that this Kohen got Tomei. He's going to do the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. We don't know that he's Tomei. But we pretend as if he was. We pretend as if 3 days ago he became Tomei. Today's the third day, so we sprinkle him on the first day. Then we sprinkle him on the second day. Then we sprinkle him on the third day. As if for the first 3 days before he went into this place to prepare for Yom Kippur, maybe on one of those 3 days he got Tomei. And the first, second, and third day that he's away is the third, fourth, or fifth day, which each one of them could be the third day since he got tummy, depending when he got tummy, the day before, 1 day before, 2 days before. And then the last 3 days, we pretend it's the seventh day, corresponding to those first days. But it comes out the fourth day, doesn't make any difference. So this is a chumra yisteira. I mean, there's no reason why should we assume that this guy became tummy. We don't know that he became tummy. We don't know that he's got tumas meis. But the Raita says, and it's threatened up by his test, the first wide, right above the first wide line, Tanya, Echot Zeh, Echot Zeh, Mazen, Allah, Kol Shiva, the Kol Chatois, Shehon Yushav, Divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir seemed to us that the Kohen Gadol who was put away before Yom Kippur, and the Kohen is going to make the Parah Aduma, all of them have to be sprinkled every single day that they're sequestered, because maybe 3 days before they went in, they became Tomei. So we pretend that maybe they become Tomei. So we sprinkle them as if this is the third and seventh day. Each one of them is the third and seventh day. Now, this is a Chumri Yaseira. There's no reason for doing it. We don't know that he became Tomei. But we do it anyway. We do it anyway. It's a Chumri that we do. Rabbi Yaisi tells us we don't have to be so machmer. We don't have to think that every single day he became Tomei. So Eimazin Alav Elo Shlishi Ushvi Dovat. The third day that he's in there, the whole thing is only a chashash. So we're chashash that maybe he got Tomei once. And we make just Shlishi Ushvi, the third day that he's in there, the seventh day he's in there, as if the day right before he went in, he became Tomei. Okay, so this machlekes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yaisi is mavur in both in the sugyas in Yuma and another place. So what exactly they're being chaylik on? Why you should have to be chayshis for every single day? Why shouldn't that be chayshis for every single day? The bottom line is that there's no real reason besides the fact that the Chazal made a chumrah and the person who brings it for Aduma and the Kohen Gadol. There's no real chash deraisa on this altogether. We don't know that he became tummy, but this is a chumrah that we're nayeg both by the Parah Aduma and by the Kohen who's going to do the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. So that's what the Braita means when it says Tanya Echot Zeh, the Echot Zeh, Mazin Olam Kol Shiva. It means both the Kohen is going to do the Avodah of the Kippurim, and the Kohen is going to make the Parah Aduma. The Gemara says, "I'm going to take that." The Gemara says that this could only be if you hold Tumah is the Chuyah of a Tzibur. If you hold the Tumah is the Chuyah of a Tzibur, then it makes sense to make all these things. The Yisrael could take the Shavu of Yosi Tumah, Chuyah of a Tzibur, Lamali Azor Klal. In other words, this whole Tumah only makes sense if you hold Tumah the Chuyah of a Tzibur. But if you hold Tumah Chuyah of a Tzibur, that what is basically the story of Avodas Yom Kippurim is Chuyah, because it's carbon tzibur. Tyson says the cash is not over here, but in other places. What are you going to do with the carbon yachet that the Kohen would bring? His power or other things that he brought on Yom Kippur. But Lamaisa, the Gemara Lamaisa says that this whole Tumra only makes sense if you hold Tumra to Chuyah of tzibur. But if you hold Tumra Chuyah of tzibur, then there's no reason for this, because even if he would bring a Tumra that you didn't know about, so about love would be that it would be kosher. So Lameila, if you hold this, you hold Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Okay, now the Rambam Paskin is like this. The Rambam Paskin that like if Yoytzi Ein Mazin Olav Elu Shlishi Yoshvi Abobad, so that means that the Rambam Paskin is Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. Those who ask the question, that's a steer in the Rambam. I don't know why you have this steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says a few times clearly in Avodas HaMikdash that Tumah is Tchuyah B'Tzibur, not Chuyah B'Tzibur, and that's why if there is someone who's you look for a tar from the Beis Av. If the Beis Av becomes tummy, you go to another Beis Av. Because it's not Chuyah B'Tzibur, it's only Chuyah B'Tzibur. You bend over backwards to do it with Tahara, because Tuma is only the Chuyah B'Tzibur, it's not Chuyah B'Tzibur. Okay, so add Khan, the Gemara here. This halacha, the Gemara says clearly it's Tali on Hutra or Chuyah. The Rambam passes like this. So that means to say that the Rambam holds that Tuma is only Chuyah B'Tzibur, it's not Chuyah B'Tzibur. Okay, there's a little bit of a problem. This is on Dafayin test. But if you go back to the beginning when we started learning about all of this, there is a Gemara. There's a Gemara Dafayin Zion, where the Gemara wants to know whether the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears is meratza only when it's on his forehead, or even if it's not on his forehead. That depends how you read the psukim of the Torah, because it says v'hayal mitzvay tamid l'ratz l'fnei Hashem. So the shayla is, what does tamid mean? Does tamid mean to say that it has to be tamid, or does it mean to say that it's tamid is meratza? Does it mean to say v'hayal mitzvay tamid, or does the tamid go in the first part of the pasuk or the second part of the pasuk? It's just a machlokes. The Gemara says a ma'udik is that. The Gemara says Titania, we learned Sikh Bain Shi Yashna al Mitzvah or Bain Shi Ainu al Mitzvah Meratza Dibir Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Sikh is a Meratza whether it's on his forehead or whether it's not on his forehead. It's always Meratza. Rav Yehuda Aimer, Rav Yehuda says Aideyu al Mitzvah Meratza Ainu Aideyu al Mitzvah Ainu Meratza. But so now there's a problem, because then Yom Kippur the Kohen doesn't always wear the Arba Pagodim, like Rashi points out. Yom Kippur, when he does the Arba, he does the Yom Kippur, and he's not wearing the tzitz. He only wears the Big Day Lover. So how is there going to be a Ritzui on the Karbanos if he's not wearing it on his Meitzah? Right? He's not wearing his Meitzah. So Rashi explains this. Gemara asks the Kasha within a second. Amar Lo Rav Shimon, Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippur Yechiyah. Kohen Gadol Varaya from the Kohen and Yom Kippurim. She'ein Ayal Mitzvah U'Meratza. So this Gemara has to be a little bit explained. How do we know that it's Meratza? Maybe it's not. The Gemara says, so maybe it's not Meratza in Yom Kippur. How does the Gemara assume that it's Meratza? What? So let's see what Rashi says. Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur Yechiyah. B'Shas Avodas Pnim. B'Shas when the Kohen is going to do the work of Pnim. She'ein Al Mitzvah. It's not on his Meitzah. Ve'ein Nechashom B'Bid Ezov Kiramino Deik Tein As Kedegar. U'Meratza. Yabo B'Tuma D'Kaimalon. So look at Rashi carefully. The time that we pass in Kol Karbonis at Tzibur HaKavua Lohem Zman Doichin Etz HaTumah. Rav Shimon is like Tumah Tchuyah B'Tzibur. V'ilav mishum b'tzitz meratze atum lo yavim miskashre. Okay, so l'maisa, what Rashi means is like this. We learned earlier in the Gemara, it says, Eilu tasi l'Hashem b'mayah deisha. We learn out from the pasuk says, b'mayah doi, b'mayah deichem. The Gemara darshes, b'mayah doi means apilu b'shabbis, b'mayah deichem, b'mayah doi means apilu b'tumah. It's a braise at the beginning of the Abayim Zayin. The topic of that, we darshen from the word b'mayah doi, that these karbonas that it says b'mayah doi is apilu b'shabbis, apilu b'tumah. That's what Raisa says. The Maya Doi Vapil B'Shabbos, the Maya Doi Vapil B'Tumah. So Yom Kippurim also has a drasha of the Maya Doi. The Rashi doesn't explain it, but that's shot in the Gemara. Yom Kippur also has the drasha of the Maya Doi. So that means to say the all the korbanos that have to be burned on Yom Kippurim, right? It says the Maya Doi. So that means to say that there is a hedger to bring it Vapil B'Tumah. But the question is, how do you bring the tumah if you don't have it sit? If you say tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, so if you hold the tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, you have to have a tzitz. And the ma'aser, if you hold the tzitz, is only meratza when it's on his forehead, you don't have a tzitz. And the mayadoi, the pasuk for mayadoi is still there. So the function of the pasuk for mayadoi, the way we learn, is only together the ultimate dechuyah b'tzibur, is only because of the kayach of the tzitz. And the tzitz is meratza. So Yom Kippurim is a problem. So what does the Gemara say? I'm a lie. Okay, so the Gemara says clearly that if you hold Tuma is only the Chuyah of Tzibur, then the only reason, the only way you can bring a Karban is only with a Tzitz. So then if you hold that a Tzitz is not Meratza, when it's not on your forehead, you're going to have a problem on Yom Kippur. If the carbon is tamei, or some is tamei, yeah. But if you hold tumah chutzah b'tzibur, then there's no problem because you don't need the tzitzit. If you hold the tumah chutzah b'tzibur, you don't need the tzitzit. If you hold tumah chutzah b'tzibur, you need the tzitzit. So one of two ways. Either you're going to have to hold that the tzitz is meratza when it's not on your forehead, then that would be an etza. If you hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibur and you hold that the tzitz could be meratza when it's not on your forehead, it's also no problem. So there's two possibilities. You can hold that the tzitz, you can hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibur and the tzitz is meratza, even if it's not on your forehead, then Yom Kippur won't be a problem. It only becomes a problem if you hold that the tzitz is not meratza when it's not on your forehead, right? And you hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibur, then you have a problem. The Gemara says you have to hold one of the two. Either you have to hold the tzitz of meratza when it's not on the forehead, or you have to hold tumah chutzah b'tzibur. But you can't hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibur and the tzitz is not meratza. You can't hold tumah dechuyah b'tzibur and the tzitz is only meratza when it's on the forehead, because then you're stuck with Yom Kippur. You have to have an eitzah for Yom Kippur. So the eitzah for Yom Kippur is either tumah chutzah b'tzibur, because there's no tzitz on the forehead, or the tzitz is meratza even when it's not on the forehead. Okay, the problem is the Rambam paskin. Clearly, he says the tzitz is not meratza unless it's on your forehead. So the Rambam paskin that the tzitz cannot be meratza. The tzitz cannot be meratza unless it's on the forehead. So the problem is that, as I showed you from the Gemara on Tapayin Ches, the Rambam paskin is halacha of ein mazin olav elu shlishi yishviyah bilvad. And the Gemara says that ein mazin olav elu shlishi yishviyah bilvad is only the ultuma dechuyah b'tzibur. If you hold tumah chutzah b'tzibur, there's no such halacha. The Gemara states so clearly, and the Rambam paskin is halacha. So the Rambam clearly paskins that tumah is dechuyah b'tzibur, and at the same time, the Rambam says that the tzitz is not meratza unless it's on the forehead. So we're left with Gemara's kasha that that's an impossibility. The Gemara itself says it's an impossibility. So the Rambam paints himself into a corner, and all the Achrayim miss his kasha in the Rambam.
When the Gemara says the Moya Doi the Shabbos the Moya Doi the Tumah, Rambam says there is a kasha.
But the Gemara, that's what the Gemara explains later. Comment: the Gemara says that works one of two ways. Either it works because Tumah Sucha the Tzibur, or it works because the Tumah is Dukhliya and Tzitz Meratza. That's how that pasuk works. In other words, the Torah said the Maya Doi, according to the Mandomer of Tumah Sucha the Tzibur, based on the premise that there is a Tzitz which is Meratza. Right? So the tzitz is meratza. The tzitz is meratza, so you can say the moyadoy. So what do you do on Yom Kippurim? In Yom Kippurim there's no tzitz. Okay, so I have an egg. So I hold that the tzitz is meratza, even if it's not on the forehead. That's good. The tzitz is always meratza, whether it's on the coin's forehead or not. That's okay. The Gemara says that's okay. But let's say you hold that the tzitz is not meratza when it's not on the forehead, when it's what? So on Yom Kippur, when for most of the day the coin girl is not wearing the tzitz, so how could it be that you're bringing Kabbalah's Matumah from my Adah in Yom Kippur? So the problem is that the Ramah Paskin spoke. That's the problem. The Ramah Paskin says that tzitz is not meratza when it's not on your Metzah. And the Rambam clearly passes the Tumas Tchui B'Tzibur from the Gemara and Daf Ayin Tes. The Magen Mishnah has to cash from the Gemara and Ayin Tes. I don't know why he has to ask from the Mishnah and Ayin Tes. The Rambam says in Mepurish a few times. The Tumas only Tchui B'Tzibur. He says it a few times. By Korban Pesach. It's only Tchui. Good cash, right?
Yeah.
It's a clear question. It couldn't be any clearer. The Gemara says in Krisus and the Shavuos that Yom Kippurim is only we pass in the Yom Kippurim is only mechaber and a shaver. But Misha and the shaver is not mechaber. There's one man dumber that holds the Tzumah Shal Yom is mechaber. The Yom Kippur is mechaber even without doing tshuva. A Rebbe, yeah, a Rebbe Levi, I think. Now, Tosfos so says that even according to the Mandamah that holds that the Yom Kippurim is Mechaper without Tshuva, it's not Kapar Gemura, but the Yitzim Shalem is Mechaper. So I saw Moyer Zikadach that Rabbi Yashuv wants to sign it to answer the Rambam, that if you hold that Yom Kippur is somewhat of a Kapara, Yitzim Shalem is a Kapara, Mechatai is so Shver from Yom Kippur altogether. Whereas the Gemara says like this, in order to say the Moya Adoy, in order to say that you're allowed to bring a carbon betuma, the Gemara utilizes the ritzui of the tzitz, which is a constant ritzui. So the Gemara said that's going to be good, except on Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippurim, there is no tzitz. If you hold like the mandomer that holds that a tzitz cannot be meratza when it's not on its forehead, and you have to take it off on Yom Kippur because you're doing that by that tzitz. So the Gemara is busy with. You have to either hold Tumah Huchah B'Tzibur or this is not going to work. So Rabbi Yashuv says, but we have a spear in the Rambam. So he says, the Rambam holds that Yom Kippurim is not a problem. Because Yom Kippurim, there is a mandamah that holds Yitzumah Shel Yom is Mechaper. And even the point is that we don't hold Yitzumah Shel Yom is Mechaper, and we know it's only Mechaper L'Shav, but Yom Kippurim does have somewhat of a Kapar, just Yitzumah Shel Yom. So Rabbi Yashuv says, and how do we know that the ritzu of Yom Kippurim cannot make up for the ritzu of the tzitz? How do you know? The whole day, there's a kippur, the whole day. It's the same thing like the Kohen Gadol was aware of the tzitz. It's just, special.
It wouldn't matter if it's the Kohen Gadol, the truth.
That's right. Now the Gemara says like this, but the Rambam was like that. What? See, you're asking a good question, but... Yeah.
Kippur Mechaper means on a day that you did in the other. Here, you want your Kippur Mechaper on the... He's coming right now.
Yeah, okay. So, Lamaisa... Lamaisa, we pointed out that there's a funny Rashi over here. They all bring about this Rashi that says the Kippur Mechaper the Shasta Tumah. Shasta Tumah. So, where's Rashi coming from? The Pashas, you don't say that, you say it's Shasta Akrava, not Shasta Tumah. So we spoke about this, so Mr. Zalman has a whole shiur about this, that when you bring a carbon, there's two problems. There's a problem that the carbon can't be brought to Tumah, and then there's a problem that you're doing an Aveiru when you bring it. So the tzitz has to be meratza on both, So it could be that the Gemara's problem of Tumah Tchui B'Tzibur is if you're doing something which you're not supposed to do the etzem, so maybe you have an Aveiru, so that Yom Kippur could be Mechapra. But there's two, Mr. Zalman says clearly there's two in Yonin. When you bring a carbon B'Tumah, there's the fact that you're doing something that you're not supposed to do. And then there's the carbon itself, which is Nifsam, which also has to be rectified. So, Maybe the Rambam will learn like that. It's a very interesting Maimra Muzka, it's very interesting. There's a very big shaila that the Achrayim discuss, and the more modern people wanted to do is to bring the Korban Pesach as man as that. Why we don't bring the Korban Pesach as man as that? Because there's a lot of reasons which are given. I don't know if there's a lot of reasons which are given that you cannot. A lot of places can just say you can't do it because, you know, a Kayin is puzzled unless he wears a big day kahuna. A Kayin who does the Avoida without big day kahuna is a Zar. So it's not so easy to make big day kahuna for Zman Azar. Either you have to know exactly how to make them. So if you do the Avoida without a big day, without big day kahuna, it's a Zar. So Lamaisa, this Sugya is a sniff also why you can't make a Korban Zman Azar. Because if you hold that Tuma is only Tchui B'tzibur, and you need to have six Maratza, so, in other words, the din of Tumah Hutu B'tzibur, what? You'd have to have a tzitz. In other words, if you hold Tumah Hutu B'tzibur, so you don't have to have a tzitz. But if you hold Tumah Tchui B'tzibur, the Gemara comes out that you have to have a tzitz, and without a tzitz you can't do it. So B'zman Azeh, you wouldn't be able to do it even with Tumah Hutu B'tzibur, because you don't have a tzitz. You have to have a tzitz, and it's only Maratza, even if you're going to say that tzitz, even if you say that tzitz is someplace under the base of Mikdash buried, that it's Nignaz, that it's there, but we find the Rambam passes that it's only Mechaper if it's Amitzvah Shul Kohen Gadol. So we pass in this sugya that that's the Amitzvah Shul Kohen Gadol, and we pass in Tumas Tchui B'Tzibur. So unless you get the tzitz and the Meitzah of a Kohen Gadol, you can't be a Korban Pesach. It's another reason why you can't be a Korban Pesach, we see from this sugya. Okay, I'll stop here.